We are learning Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting for the Gemara on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, on the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah two type of Lashonis that you use, languages you use when you sell a Beis Kor. One is Beis Kor Ofan Himoich Lach Midah Bechevel. If you speak out that I'm selling it and measuring it with a rope, so then the Lach is, if you Piches Kolshu or you Hoise Kolshu, it goes back. For example, if you gave him too little, you take off from the price something. If you gave him too much, you give it back. There's another case in the Mishnah where you said, I'm selling you a base score, but hein chesar, hein yasar. Hein chesar, hein yasar, say a little more, a little less. So you have up to a roiva l'saw, which is 1/24 of a saw. If you give too much or too little, it's a mechila. And more than that, so then, if it's more than the 1/24, then the halach is that you make a cheshbin, and either you give back money or you give back karka. The lekeach will give extra money or will give karka. That's that's what you have to do in a case where it's more than a quarter, more than a reva l'saw. Now on the Mishnah, the Rashbam asked the Chayra, why don't we say that it's bottle even? What's the halach over here? Every midah of a mishkel, why if it speaks something out? Every midah or mishkel and minyan, even pachas to kedei ana. The whole thing is bottle usually. Forget about even when you speak it out, we say that the mechir is kayam, you just give back the money, or you give back the land, whatever the case is. The chayra freight Rashbam, we had a Gemara before, that any davar should be midah of a mishkal is a mekach toyas. Bishlam, if I overcharge you, when I overcharge you on something, then we say there's different levels. There's less than shtos, more than a shtos. But here, it's something that I measured. The chayra should be mekach toyas. That's Rashbam's kasha. And his teretz is, there's a difference between metaltalim and karka. By metaltalim, theory says it's mechatoyas. But by karka, it's still mechatoyas. Because the kimlu rabbanon, that the lekeach wants it, even if it's a little bit less, he still wants it. And the mecher is selling it, even if he gave a little more, he's still selling it. It's just they made a mistake in the midah, but here the chazak is that they really want the sale. Just the extra part, I'll give back. But really, the chazak, they want the sale. That is the mishnah. So we said it's a difference in two languages, either base kor and off on yimeichalach midah bechevel, or base kor off for hein chasa and yasa. So the Gemara is like this: Abayaluhu, base kor stama mai. What's the halacha if you sell a base kor stama? I'm selling you a base kor off on yimeichalach. That's all you say. You don't speak at midah bechevel, and you don't speak at hein chasa and yasa. So on one hand, you didn't say that it could be a little more, a little less. So it should be exact. On the other hand, I didn't say midah bechevel, so I didn't say exact. So what's the status of stoma? So Marzal is traveling around from our Mishnah. Toshma says our Mishnah. Base kor ani meichalach midah bechevel. He spoke and I'm selling you a base kor measured with a rope. So look at our Mishnah is pichas kolshu. If you gave him a little less than a base kor, you're not going to take off on the price a little bit. You have to get a refund. Yes, a kolshu, give him a little more. Yachzer. You return either some karko or some mayas, like the Mishnah says, it depends what the meicher wants. So you yachzer, hastama, it's mashma, if you're a stama, if you didn't speak out, midah bechevel, hastama, then kehen chesed and yasadami. It's like a case of hein chesed and yasadami, where it's mechila, when it's less than a 1/24. So that's derived from the ratio. But seifa, it says in the seifa, amaloi, hei chesed and yasadami. If you say, say more, say a little less, so I feel pichas reiva l'saw, or heis reiva l'saw, even if you didn't give him less than a quarter, or 1/24, or more than one, or more 1/24, in the share of reiva l'saw, you gave him less, a little less, or a little more, in reiva, it was a ratio of reiva l'saw, or a little less than reiva l'saw, hegiya, it's a mechila. It's a mashma, it's only a mechila if he spoke out, hein chasa and yasa. Ha stama, kemid v'chavadami, but stama, it's kemid v'chavadami. So in the Mishnah, there's a stira dika mashmayis. Elam ha lekel mashminam. So you can't be arrived by our Mishnah. Now what's found our Mishnah has stira dika mashmayis, taka? So Rashbam explains, because we're trying to set it up for the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, the Mishnah has a shayla, where you set both lashonis. If tvayis lashon rishon, with tvayis lashon achron, do you say the first part of the language is the true part, or the second part? So you have to speak out in our Mishnah what each language means. This way we spoke it out this way. But the Mishnah is not getting involved. What's the halacha of stoma? So we still have a suffix. What's the halacha of stoma? So let's bring a rabbi from a brisa. Toshma. So the first Ashkofer is showing up in the brisa. There's three cases here. Toshma, if someone says base kur offer ani meichalach, which is a case of stoma, if someone sells him, sell you a base kur offer. Or he says ki base kur offer ani meichalach. Or he says, I'm going to sell you approximately a base kur. Or he says, Hein Chaser and Yasar, all these three, any Machlach, all these three cases, Afilu Piches Roy Velasah, even if he gave him a little less, and unless he sold him a saw, he gave him a little less, a Roiva, up to Roiva less, or a Hoysa Roy Velasah, or he gave him a little more, up to Roiva. Higiyah, it's a good sale. So you see, it's all three cases are Machila. So what do you see? Alma Stoma, Nami, Kein Chaser and Yasdami. And the Mishnah would be like Loi Zuafzu. It would be like Zuve in Tzarech Loi Mazu. Base Kor Afar is Mechila. So of course, the next two cases are Mechila. That's a Brisa we're saying. Different Lashon. It's a different Lashon. Same Halacha. Same Halacha. All three things have the same Halacha. All three things have the same Halacha. All three things have the same exact Halacha. Yeah. And it's three different Lashonis. He said Base Kor Afar is like that also. He said Kib Base Kor is Pasha. It's approximate. Hein Chaser is a Pasha. So all three cases. So it's a raya that stoma is like chasa yasa. So break the mark. So empty mark. No, it's not a raya. Know why? Hasan perusha kama farish. No, you can read it different. Ezu base kor shuhuke base kor going double hein chasa and yasa. So what the gemara reads like this. The brayser goes like this. Base kor afar ani meichalach. When is that? Not doesn't have to be exact. You know why? You know when? When you said either ke base kor or you said hein chasa and yasa. That's what the Rashbam learns. That when is a base score offer not exact if I said either kib base score or I said hein ches and yasa? It's perusha kama farish. That's how I learned. It's perusha farish. There was not a raya what the lashon of plain stone base score is. That's the Gemara's Torah. It's not a raya. Maskeflo Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks on that. If that's the case, perusha kama farish, we have extra words here. Im kain ani moichaloch ani moichaloch lomeli. It shouldn't say base score off ani moichaloch. Don't say that. We're explaining it's one case. From every word of Nimaychalach is mashma, it's three different cases. And since it's mashma, three different cases, it's a clear raya. La shma mino, stoma nami, kein chesa, miyas domi shma mino. It's taka a raya. So it comes out lemais like this. If I sell you a base score off for a stam, and I'm off by a quarter of a kav per saw, remember, a saw is 24 quarters of a kav, it's six kav. A quarter is four quarters in a hole. Six times four is 24. A roiva lisa'a is 1/24. So, therefore, if I say I'm selling you a base score, it's 30 sa, and I'm off by 1/24 or less, the halacha is that it's still kayam. Even though I didn't say hein chasa and yasa. So, say if I say base score offer, and say if I say hein chasa and yasa, it works. It's mechila. Only time it's not mechila, if I say midah b'chevel. That's what comes out. Maskana. The only time it's exact, if I say midah b'chevel, then it has to be exact. So to Gemara Vaita. It said in the Mishnah, very important halacha, that in the case where you're giving back, now the case of giving back is where you gave him too much karka, and the lekech is returning karka. And there's two cases in the Mishnah where you give it back. Either you said midah b'chevel, so then any amount you have to give back. If you said hein chasa and yasa or stoma, so then if it's more than a roiva, you're giving back. Now, what do you give back? Do you pay for it, or do you give back the karka? So the Mishnah says, up to the meicher. The meicher doesn't want a small piece of karka. And yesterday, Mordechai had a kasha, the lechera meets next to his own karka. The Gemara will talk about that, Mitzvah Shema on base. Now, the meicher doesn't want a small piece of karka, so he could say, I want the money. Or somebody doesn't want the karka, I want the karka. It's up to him, the Mishnah said. It's up to the meicher to decide what you're giving back to me. That's the Mishnah says. So, Dr. Gemara, Ma'u Machsle Mois, Liapis Koiches Shal Moicha Amrinon, Liapis Koiches Shal Kech Lamrinon, state on Mishnah, we give the extra Koyach to the Moicha, not to the Kech. We give him the upper hand. Fake the Marakasha, but time with the Brysa, not like that. It says in the Brysa, Piches Shiva Kavim Omechsa Lakur, Oi Hoise Shiva Kav Mechsa Lakur, Hegia. Now, just to get the Cheshbon very clear, on a 30 saw, there's 30 saw in a 30 saw in a core. Now, if it's a roiva l'saw times 30, comes out to how much? 30 roiva, which means a roiva is 4 dema a kav. So 30 roiva is how many kav? It's 7.5 kav, because 7 kav is 7 times 4 is 28, plus a half a kav is 2, is 30. So a 30 roiva, which is to a core, is 7.5 kaf. That's the case. 7.5 kaf. So and how many kav is in a? You can do it different ways. But Here we're saying it's roiva hakav lasa is the part that's mechila. Roiva hakav lasa. But now, how many sa are in a kor? 30. How many roivas are that? 30 roivas. Because roiva hakav lasa. 30 roivas. 30 roivas. Now, 30 roiva kavs is how many kav? So, how many of roiva kavs are in a kav? It's like George Washington's white horse. There's four, because it's a quarter. It's four. So, now, out of 30, say four. Do four seven times is 28. You still miss two. Two more roivas. So, it's 7.5 kav. That's how it is. 7.5 kav. So, we see like this. V'tayim d'abraisa. Pichesh shiva kav omechtsa l'kur. You give him, he sold him a kur, but it was off by, you gave him less, 7.5 kav. Or he hoist a shivas kav and machzal kur, or you gave him too much, 7.5 kav. The loch is a gear, it's a mechila. Because here we're talking about a case that he says, hein chesa and yoso, or he said, stam, right? So it's mechila. Yoisim mekan, if it's more, then koifin is a mechil limkar, velaz keach likach. We force the mechir to sell it and the keach to buy it. What do you see? You see clearly that the meicher can't say, I want the karka back. Like the Rashbam explains, we're talking about in a case where the lekeach wants this, because he doesn't want you to own a piece of karka near my karka, you know, walk through my karka, I want it. The halacha is, the lekeach has the right to say, I want the karka. That's the halacha. Clearly you see in this brisa that what? The lekeach has the upper hand. So it's shven on mishnah. Here it says the lekeach could force the meicher to sell it. And like the Shon says, you're getting your money for it, and by me, it's bothersome for you to have a piece of karka next to me. So you see, the kech has the upper hand. So the Gemara, so it's a mystery. No, the meicher always has the upper hand. The case over here is we're talking about a case where the meicher wants to sell it. He wants to sell it. He has the upper hand. He wants to sell it. Well, we have a problem over here.
It's
right. We'll see why. He wants to sell it. Well, we have a problem. What's the problem? Hasam, going to have yekiro mikaro v'zol hashta. Now the price is down on that piece of karka. And the meicher is saying, I want the original price for it. I want to sell it, but I want the original price. Like, there's nothing doing. Right now, it's lower. I want to buy a lower price. Here, we're koifim to sell it for the lower price. That's what koifim means. Koifim to sell for the lower price. Some other reason inside. Hasam, going to have yekiro mikaro v'zol hashta. Damrin lei, we tell the meicher, i'ara. You have to lay. If you're giving him karka, havli kazul dahashta. You give him like the zul dahashta. We force him. You have to give him the zul dahashta. If not, take the karka back. He doesn't want the karka here, and he wants to sell the karka. But he says, I want the higher price. So we say no. You give the zul dahashta. Freit the gemara brisa vatanya kushu noisin loy nois la kashash lakachemenu. We have a brisa that says that when you give it to the lekeach, he pays the price that he paid for. So you see, he pays the original price of how much the karka cost. My answer is no, there's the opposite case. I'm going to have a zul mekara, yukul hashta. There the case is the opposite. Where the price went down, where the price was down when he bought it, and now went up. So there he pays like the lower price. Basically what he's saying is, deciding if it's money or par karka, the meicher decides. But the price, the lekeach has the upper hand. He always pays whatever's less, either the original buying price or the price now. He always pays what's less. That's what comes out. That's because of Magamar. Now, the Rashbam speaks out that this idea that you go Zula de Mikara is only regarding, it's only regarding this thing. If the Meicher, like we spoke out, if the Meicher decides to give the karka, but if he decides to give the money to sell the karka, but if he says I want the karka back, then of course he wins out. If he says I want the karka back, he wins out no matter what. So the kui is not worth it for him. He says, you know what, if you take it the higher price, good. If not, I want the karka back. He has that right still. Just if he wants to get rid of the karka because it's too small, in such a case, it'll be totally in Zula. The right to, how much to pay will be up to the lekeach.